Morning, how y'all doing? Ready to go?
Teddy, I found a lot of different receivers. Was that him finding them as much, or were you trying to, you know, diversify as much as you could someday?
Well, we played a lot of guys, and that's the way that ends up happening. Normally, you wouldn't have 11 different guys playing the game, but that's where we're at right now, and it's a positive thing. I think you can look at it a lot of different ways. I think guys see more when they run the same plays over and over and over again. And when you get constant repetition, you know where those guys are, and you don't have to look for them. You're looking at your progression. The guy you're looking for isn't there, and then all of a sudden you turn like he did when he found Zach Lyon. He knows Zach's going to be there. I don't know that he saw him or he turned threw it to him because the first two guys were covered. So I think just continuing to be more comfortable in the system, understanding what we're trying to achieve with each play, and then adjusting that based on what you get defensively.
How difficult is it to prepare for the Bears defense now that they've switched to a 3-4? Do you have to kind of throw out all the stuff you used to know?
Well, I mean, I still know the stuff we used to know. It just doesn't apply to this team. I mean, every week is a new challenge, and every week, you're going from Kansas City that is, you know, very multiple. You go to Detroit that's a four-man front. This week it's, again, they're, you know, a 34, but teams that play a 34 defense are very multiple. They give you a lot of different looks. So, that it kind of is a generic name that covers a lot of things, 34. They're very multiple in what they do, and they present a lot of problems. And it's a challenge. It's a hard week of preparation for our guys, and right now they're doing a good job with it.
Has Mike Wallace been the receiver you expected when you traded for him?
I think Mike's been outstanding. He's a guy that defense has got to account for. We have a number of guys that, you have to line up, and you have to account for them, and I think it gives everybody opportunities, plus he's having production. So I like everything about what he does. He works hard. He prepares like a professional. He goes 100 miles an hour on every play. He's a big contributor to what we do.
What have your impressions been of his personality off the field? Mike's.
He's, like I said, he's a pro. He works very hard at it, and he's very serious about what he does.
Adrian, a lot of patience with him because teams have obviously been able to kind of throttle him early in the game. He hits the big home run.
I probably shouldn't say this, but it's like the lottery. If you don't play the lottery, you can't win the lottery. If we don't give him the ball, he can't break long runs, and he was close in that game to break in four or five different times, and we're close to finishing blocks or getting on the right guy and giving him that chance. And we knew going into the season, and we know where we're at right now, six games in, that we have a lot of work to do in the offensive line. I think we've gotten better. I think in another month we're going to be better than we are right now. But it is very much a work in progress, and I think Adrian's done a great job of not getting frustrated because I know he feels it and sees how close he is on a number of plays. And, it's a matter of just all of us staying with it.
Also absorbing a lot of contact because of that as well. I mean, how are you guys feeling about that?
I've watched a lot of tape on Adrian before I was around here. And he delivers and absorbs a lot of contact on most of his runs.
Kind of nice rotation going on with your top three tight ends. Before the game starts, do you kind of have an idea of how many snaps you want each one to get in a game?
We play two tight ends a lot in a lot of different formations. And, we're trying to keep Kyle fresh. He's really playing at a high level. He's still probably playing too many snaps. But we've got all three of those guys, and we need to use them.
For
Are there egos on this team you have to manage, obviously, when you get the ball spread around as much as it's been in the passing game, or is this a group
They know me, and they know I'm too old to worry about that stuff. If there's egos or things that are issues, they don't come to me. They know that they get explained every day or very regularly that this offense is designed to, you know, it's an equal opportunity deal. You go out and make plays, you're going to get opportunities to make plays, and the ball's going to get spread around. And, you know, 11 guys, as you guys said, got opportunities to handle the ball. It's equal opportunity.
What's the story behind the shrimp issue with Adrian? He said that the rumors about the dip came off a joke that you had started.
Well, it probably wasn't a very good joke. I mean, we had a big air pocket and bump on the airplane, and then we got there and they said that Adrian was sick, and I jokingly said, when we hit that air pocket he probably swallowed his chew. I didn't confirm it or verify it. I kind of just said it, ha ha type said it, but someone took it seriously.
You got a dry sense of humor. You like to share that kind of attitude with the guys. That must have been surprising.
Well, I apologize,
surprising
Adrian,
to see where it went.
We got on the bus. He got on the bus. I explained to him what happened. I apologized to him, and it's pretty funny how things happen.
I think it was during the preseason. Still, Mike Zimmer talked about how Pruitt still needed to improve on his blocking. Have you seen improvements there?
I think it's like last week we talked about Diggs, and we're talking about Kyle, we're talking about Rhett. I mean, everyone on this team, including me, needs to improve in what we're doing and find ways to get better. And Pruitt's a young guy, so he has a lot of things he's got to get better at. He's working hard as a blocker. He really had the big block that got Adrian started on the long run. I think he's a willing blocker. He's physical enough to be a good blocker. He's got good athleticism, good feet. So he's going to be a good blocker at some point, and he's working hard every day to get better at it.
Part of being a good blocker is just the willingness to do so?
Well, I mean, I'd be a willing blocker, but I don't know I'd be very good. You have to have the things I'm talking about. He's very strong. He's got excellent athletic ability. He uses his hands well. You gotta work at it. You gotta want to block them, but I think that's like any other guy playing a position.
Coach Zimmer was very complimentary of Kyle Rudolph on what he did, not necessarily in the passing game, but in the blocking scheme. What have you seen from him, in his non-pass catching responsibilities?
Well, he's got a good understanding of what we have to do, and we have a rookie playing right tackle, and we're playing every week. It seems like we're playing the best pass rusher in the league, and we got another really good one this week, and we can't leave our linemen hanging and leave them out there by themselves. When you're playing three wide receivers as much as we are, the tight end isn't as big a part on a lot of the routes, and right now his contribution a lot of the time is making sure we're solid there at the right tackle and then continuing on into his route. Well, if you're going to have to hit a guy or help or bang a guy, some of your routes get compromised, but we're having success getting the ball to the other guys, and that's what we're trying to accomplish.
What did you see from McKinnon last week? It was most snaps he took during the season. Was that kind of just he did well, so you left him in there?
We kind of get a rotation, get a feel for who we're playing and what we're going to emphasize in that game. And we thought Jarek would be good with the plays that the opportunities he had. And he's, he missed, the last six games or whatever it was last year with injury. And people kind of forget what he did for us last year through the first three quarters of the season. And he's a talented guy, and he always surprises me with his strength because he's got that low center of gravity, and he's hard to tackle. He, on that ball we flipped to him, he ran through three or four guys. It was actually our tight I'm sorry to say, I just went blank. It wasn't Kyle, it was Rhett who I think tackled him and grabbed his face mask on that little toss play.
clarify, and hopefully this is the last of it. Did you tell the chew joke in the production meeting with Fox? Is that how
I think I said I didn't really. It wasn't a joke, and it wasn't a non-joke. It was kind of off-the-cuff kind of remark, like that's probably what happened. I did tell it, I think, in the production meeting, or I'm not sure. It's a lot. To me, it's a lot about nothing, but it obviously, to someone else, it might be more important.
After every practice, there seems to be like the same group of guys who will stay later and put extra work in. As coaches, do you guys notice that, and does that ever affect playing time?
Well, I think they're trying to have an effect playing time. Our deal is obviously based on performance, and if those things help them perform better, that's why they're doing it. All right. Thanks.